Okay, well, maybe can you just start by giving me just a brief background on what is going on with your photo and the Julie Lassa campaign?
You know, I'm a supporter of Scott's. I've been around him during the campaign and different events and stuff where he would be speaking, and so I was just taking pictures of him. I shoot portraits, and you know, I just wanted to do that because I like taking pictures. Some of them I gave to Scott's campaign and said, hey, you know, they asked if they could use it, and I said, no problem, just throw it up on your site or whatever. And so what happened was Lassa's campaign basically raided Scott's photo gallery and took some of my pictures out of there and then plastered them all over these just really vicious attack mailers. Then they sent out all over the 24th District just attacking Scott, making up all the stuff about him. It really, really offended me because I took pictures of Scott to help him out because I'm a supporter, and they took my same intellectual property that I created to help Scott. They took my property and used it against him in a very, very vicious way. That's what really, really upset me and kind of started this whole story, is basically how it went down.
So if I understand correctly, they didn't just use photos of yours, they actually altered some of the photos to work for their purposes. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, so far I'm aware that they used three different pictures on mailers. One in particular was one that I took of Scott at the end of May down in Madison when he went down to turn in his nomination signatures so he could get on the ballot. And, you know, you go to the Government Accountability Office, which is, you know, it's abbreviated GAB. So, you know, I went down there with him and took a picture of him in front of the GAB building in Madison, and he's holding up his sheets. And he's, you know, obviously very happy because he just spent weeks getting all these signatures, which is a difficult task in itself to get the signatures. What Lassa's campaign did is they took this picture of Scott holding up his signature sheets, and then they photoshopped the word Wisconsin Constitution across the top of the sheet, the top sheet. And then in the attack mailer, they made it look like he was holding up the Wisconsin Constitution and laughing and mocking at it because he wants to change it in all these radical ways and all the, you know, all this and that, and that he wants to run people's lives, you know. And that, to me, is the most ironic, arrogant part of this whole saga, because they didn't even bother to blur out the address of the GAB building that's right over Scott's shoulder. They took this picture that was in front of GAB, which is supposed to be this beacon of ethics for, you know, election ethics in Wisconsin, and then they manipulated this picture and just, like, threw it in our faces, you know, that we don't care, this is right in front of the GAB, you know, we're just going to do this. And that is just the most arrogant, ironic kind of thing about this whole saga, is that they did that to that particular picture.
Now, if I understand correctly, have you or are you going to file a cease and desist request?
I already have filed one with a particular picture. That was, at that time, I was only aware that they had used one. And so I filed a cease and desist with, you know, with that one picture to her campaign. Didn't get any kind of response. And then, literally the day after, then I was made aware that there was other mailers that had other pictures on. As of now, I'm aware of that there was three different pictures used by them to attack Scott. It wasn't a small mailer, it was very large, like a full 11 by 17 mailer.
Do you have any idea whether they are still using those mailers?
I do not know. I think they probably ran their course, and, you know, as far as Scott's campaign, the damage is done. They took my property and used it against Scott, and I don't know how many people read those mailers, or, I mean, there's so many of them going around from all the different candidates. So it's really hard to judge exactly what kind of effect those would have had on Scott's race. But I think that they're not mailing them anymore. I have not gotten any reports that they are.
Have you heard anything directly from either Julie Lassa herself or from friends of Julie Lassa or anyone concerned with her campaign and what their opinion of all this would be?
Well, I think the day before kind of this whole thing broke, which I believe was a week and a half or so ago, there was a forum in Wautoma that Scott and Julie were at, and I was there. And after it was over, I went up to Julie and showed her one of the mailers. I had a picture of it on my iPhone and just showed her the picture on the phone and said, why are you guys using my picture, you know, attacking Scott? You know, I didn't give you permission to do this. And I mean, just kind of confronted her and asked her why she's doing that. And I said, stop using my pictures. You know, I haven't given you permission. And then she just kind of, you know, smirking the whole time and made a comment, you know, the internet's a big place or something like that. as if that makes it okay to use the pictures.
Your basic point is you believe that not only were the pictures used without your permission, but the way they were used misrepresented what the truth was.
They used my intellectual property to attack Scott in ways that just weren't true. They just made stuff up, and you know how it's done. You see these attack mailers from all the candidates, and a lot of the stuff they say, it's just stretched as far as it can possibly be stretched and made to just sound crazy, and that's what they did.
Is there anything else you would want to add about this that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I guess the only thing I would add would be, as an ethics issue, the fact that these candidates send this stuff around to tens of thousands of houses and just try to rip each other apart, I don't like that. I want to know what their positions on issues are. That's how I judge these candidates, and I just really think that these kind of attacks, it just totally distracts from what really matters with the candidates.
Can you tell me what constitutes fair use and whether you think what the Lhasa campaign did with your photos was fair use?
Right. Well, fair use is a kind of a gray area. I have some background in that because I've worked on documentaries before, and so we've studied some of that. And in the case of the Lhasa campaign, of course they'll say this is fair use so they can try to get out of this, but the fact that they've manipulated pictures and changed their meaning, you can't really claim something's fair use and then manipulate the very thing that you're trying to claim or using as fair use. It just kind of cancels it out.
Thanks for your comments.